enjoy this song. These times that we have, God gave them to us. So, can you hear me? I got a loud enough voice so you can hear me without that now. Let's see where I want to put this. I'm missing touch. As I say again, good evening to everyone. It is so much a blessing to come to you and preach to you God's holy and divine word. And I hope you know I will be all sincere about what I'm about to say to you. But what I'm about to say to you, I hope it touches your heart. I hope it brings light into your mind. I hope it causes you to change your mind. And the title of this lesson is Madly in Love with God. Now, I want you to know, you can go on the internet and look up this lesson. I took the title from a brother, Brother Brian, but the content of this lesson didn't come from him. So as I say, madly in love with God. Some years ago, when I first saw this title, Madly in Love with God, God Almighty, I fell in love with the title. With the title. Madly in love with God, oh God Almighty. It don't even sound right to most of us because we never heard anybody say, I'm madly in love with God. And I know I'm right about that because I'm 61 years old, bald-headed and fat and ugly. I'm 61 years old. But as I'm trying to say to you is that when I first saw this title, I fell in love with it. And I want to say the word madly from Webster means to in extreme. And another meaning is one to excessive degree. And this might sound crazy to you all about someone saying they're madly in love with God. God Almighty. But we can be madly in love with a woman, madly in love with a man, madly in love with a job, a career, a car, a house, children. You hear me talking? So I guess you ought to get the understanding. We're supposed to be madly in love with God. He created every last one of these things I just mentioned. Did he not? And just think about it. Oh, I love my husband. I love my wife so much. And I always think about her. Oh, my dog, my cat. But besides, folks, I know some people, they love your dog and cat. I was raised up a dog. I don't want to be bothered with them no more because they talk. I'm not being down here for your dog and your cat now. But listen, as I'm saying, that people be mad in love with all of these things and these peoples, but yet still, as I try to say, your dog or cat, he would die. And you cry. I say nothing wrong with that. But can I ask a question? How many times have you shed a tear about something that had to do with God? Think about that. That dog or cat died. Our mothers and our fathers and our loved ones died. And I have had loved ones die. My mother, I loved my mother. I was deeply in love with my mother. And I'm saying again, people die that we care so much about. And we shed so many tears. But when was the last time you shed a tear when something had to do with God? You see. But as I move on, I want you to know that our God is a jealous God. Now listen to this. I just told you who we'd be mad in love with. And it's hard enough to hear anybody say they're mad in love with God. Deuteronomy, the 34th chapter and verse 14. You know what the Bible teaches now? That our God name is jealous. Now, if you're really a Bible student, you would know that God has a lot of different names. And jealous is one of his names. He said, I am a jealous God. And when someone tells you something such as that, that means they really are jealous. He said, my name is jealous. So he's jealous of us when we can fall in love, madly in love. Oh, yes, you know, we had our childhood sweetheart, and they called it puppet love. I don't know nothing about that. I know it was love, you know. And parents might and tell you kids when y'all fall in love with a girl, oh, that's not my puppy love. But mommy, I love her. But I'm going to put it to you like this. Is that we fall in love with someone and then you never be madly in love with God. You really need to think about that. We really need to think about that. Mad in love with the things that God created, the people that God created, and you never was mad in love with the Creator. Huh? They say the denomination world. Can I get a witness? Yeah. Never madly in love with the Creator for what He created. Ooh. You got such passionate feelings about it. He said He's a jealous God. Hey, let me tell you something. I wrote something there that I prefer that went in my lesson. My suspenders popped off. That's what it was too big for. But listen to this. God is a jealous God. And I'm going to tell you one thing. Being madly in love with God, when you see Mark 20 and 30, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Now, God said, all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. That's a lot. That's your entire being. We don't even put that in our mind to be madly in love with God. But why you could be mad in love with a woman? And I'm not saying nothing wrong with that. Why you could be mad in love with a man? Oh, he's so handsome. Ooh. Mommy, I just got to have him. Oh, really? But as I move on, we serve a jealous God. And as I say to you, brothers, we might not understand that, but I'll tell you one thing. A woman knows what it means to be jealous. Is that right, sister? Can I get a witness? But as I move on, God wants our love to start out with Him in an early age. That's why I have the scripture to be read, Deuteronomy 6, chapter verses 5 through 7. Is that talking about loving God, all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, things, and nature? But here in Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, it was telling the Hebrew, the Jewish people about their children. See, God wanted to start out in an early age because we didn't know nothing about loving God. What's that? Who's that? But when you start telling your children about God, when they're down here, talking about God, as you sit at home, talking about God, when you sit at the dinner table, talking about God as you walk along the way, talking about God when you ride in the car, talking about God when you laying down sleeping, things of that nature. Children will learn at an early age. Ask them in Islam. They learn at an early age to become suicide bombers. You see what I'm saying? If we learn, teach our children at an early age, they won't have to wait till, like me, I got baptized in 1979. And as I'm trying to say, well, all that time that I didn't know much about God, you see what I'm saying? Because I wasn't even in the church or nothing of that nature, in denominationalism and things of that nature. All that time, if I had a story out of an early age, it helps you not to fall into sin. You hear me, brothers and sisters? You know, this is what I want to say to you before I go, is that when you fall madly in love with God, you know what that helped you not to do? Fall madly in love with the devil and his ways. It helped you to restrain yourself when you're madly in love with God. That's how a man, when he's madly in love with God, let me say something else on my mind. If you want to make sure you got a woman that won't cheat on you, make sure she's a godly woman. You want to make sure you've got a man that won't cheat on you? Make sure he's a godly man. You don't have to worry about a woman don't have to worry about her husband cheating on her as long as he loves God first. You understand where I'm coming from? You see? So as I'm trying to say is that a lot of times, you don't have to marry a Christian. The devil will have his hands all in there. You know? But if you really in love with God, I do believe you better try to make sure you let marry a Christian because the devil won't get in there. If you really love God, you and your husband don't love God, oh, the devil will get into that. All up in there, that marriage. And you're going to give you time to have two or three children, and before you know it, your husband might not have been a religious man. He might have went to church with you sometime. Then all of a sudden, he might turn to an atheist. Then all of a sudden, your children got two different ways to go. I think if you married in love with God, you're trying to make sure. I know some brothers who preach, oh, you don't have to marry a Christian, but I think if you really love God, see, when you're really in love with God, madly in love with God, loving Him with your total being, it's a whole no lukewarm Christian. We're not talking about part-time Christian. When you talk about matters of God, you're not a part-time Christian. You see the brothers and sisters that be here Sunday morning and don't come to Sunday evening? That's part-time. Oh, he's going to say, oh, brother, man, you don't get here Wednesday night? Oh, because I work. That's why I don't be here. You know, that's why I'm here. When I did not work when I was back home, this is the place I'll be every time the doors open. I was at the service and bringing peoples with me. I didn't just bring myself. I'll be honest with you. You see Brother Barron driving, just me and Sister Abelisa, even my mom, I don't like that. I like to bring people to service. And I like, if somebody wants to come to the Lord's house, I want to bring them. I don't like riding by myself, just me, myself, and I. You know, I want people, you know, just a little side note, just telling you something about me, that I like to bring people to service. I like people to hear the word of God. I don't like, you know, I say, oh, I need a ride. Well, you need a ride, and you got a ride, you know. But as I move on, I'm going to say something to you brothers and sisters. You know, let me tell you this. People are very passionate. Ooh, I better watch my time, right? Is that clock right? No, I want to know. Okay, clock is right. Let me move on. People are very, the brothers are not trying to down what you do. I used to do it. People are very passionate when it comes to sports. People are in love with their favorite team. But ask them to take that same amount of money that they go to those professional games, put it in a collection plate, and see how far you get with that. Ask them to take that same amount of energy and time that they use to drive and get to the game and be so excited and so passionate about the game. Ask them to take that same amount of passion and energy and do the Lord's work. You see, the Bible teaches us in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, 58, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Did you get that? Always abounding. You know what that word, the Greek word for the word abounding means? Overflow, increasing. You better go get some Greek and Hebrew and see what they're saying. Because sometimes the Greek and Hebrew word be saying some things that we don't know how to come close up to. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. It should never be the preachers, the brothers should ask somebody to do some work and people start crawfish. You don't know about crawfish. I come from the South. So from Louisiana, we have crawfish. They call them crawfish, crayfish. You know, people crawfish when you say, oh, we need somebody to do some. Then people start doing this now. Bagging up. They think they got a pillow bagging up. So as I'm trying to tell you, always abound in the work of the Lord. If you're madly in love with God, did you hear what I said? If you're madly in love with God, what would you do? Whatever it takes to do. Because God, here, use me. I'm your servant. I'm a living sacrifice unto you. I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ live in me. That's how one thinks that's madly in love with God. You don't have to beg him to do what needs to be done. They would do it and keep on loading their plate up. That's no longer what happens, because the few going to work, them the ones got to do all the work anyway, because of the fact that the others, they're not going to do it, brothers and sisters, you see. So, as I'm trying to say, brother, I'm not trying to down you for football or anything like that, but I'm saying this to everyone, that when it comes to their sports, people are very passionate about it. You see what I'm saying? And you don't have no trouble with them asking them, do you want to go to the game? And what about the excitement that they have? What about the excitement do you have for the Lord's work? What about the excitement do you have when they say, let us go to the house of the Lord? Are you excited about that? Even within your own self? Are you saying, time for me to go to service. Then I don't go to service. We're supposed to be excited about coming here. You know, when you madly love someone, you want to be around them. You want to be with them. You see what I'm saying? You know, I hope y'all forgive me because if I'm hooping a little bit too much, I'm getting a little bit too loud or whatever, just forgive me for that, please. Because I'm very passionate. I told you, when I saw this title, I fell in love with it. You understand what I'm saying? And I am passionate when it comes to the Lord and the Lord's word. You don't, it's not no hypocrite you see up here. I'm not playing. I don't have time for that. I could be doing something else, but I don't want to do nothing else. I want to do what I'm doing now or whatever else that needs to be done for the Lord. That's in my heart, in my mind. You ask anybody that knows me, they'll tell you exactly what I'm telling you right now. Anybody that knows Brother Curtis Barrett, which I am well known as Brother Curtis Barrett, that's what I'm about, you see. So as I try to say, it's no bragging, just facts. And what did they say in Dragnet? My brother, he might remember that. Stick with the facts. I'm sticking with the facts. But as I move on, we, as brothers and sisters of the Lord's church, the love that we have for him should supersede any love that we have for anything and anybody. We should surpass that without any thinking of the brain, the love that we have for God. You see, let me show you something. And I really need you all to be with me on this, because I think a lot of us fall into this trap. Please be with me. Please use your common sense. And please be fair and honest when I bring this to your mind. Listen to me, please. We are human beings. We got a problem. Somebody, check me out. Down, sad, hurt. Oh, man, I love that quarterback. I remember Dale Strawberry when I was in Louisiana. My father. Boy, just about every time Strawberry got up to the bat, bam! Oh, when it comes to movie stars, oh, I just love her. You don't even know nothing about her. She could be one of the worst person you ever met in your life. Y'all remember Mama Dearest? She was something else, wasn't she? She was something. When I told you to say Mama Dearest, I meant for you to mean. That was a movie. But as I move on, oh, we fall in love with famous people. Listen to me, if you please, my brothers and my sisters. We fall in love with famous people. Don't know this much about them. They could be some of the worst people, person you ever met in your life, you ran into. And people all in love with Michael Jackson, whoever movie star or singer or anybody. Oh, everybody just loves them and all that kind of stuff. But let me tell you, you don't know that much about those people. Only thing is, you know they do what they do, and they do it well. Did you hear me talking to you? Oh, I'm running into a trap. Sometimes I run, when I'm speaking, I run to people in the trap. They do it well. Listen to me, if you please. Do you ever think about God, what he do, and how he do it? He do it far better than well. If you look in the book of Genesis, the first chapter, and Genesis, the second chapter, but to look at Genesis 1 and 31, and God saw everything he had made, and behold, it was very good. Did you get what? Are you listening? Are you paying attention? He said, it was very good what God the Creator did. Am I yelling to a lot of folks and stuff about I'm trying to get into that thick skull of yours? But listen, I probably name some movie stars, some baseball players, basketball players, football players. Man, you're wearing this jersey and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying nothing wrong with that. But what about when it comes to God? Where's that passionate love for God like you got for those famous people who are not doing nothing for you? God do what he do. He do it very well. He let the sun rise. He let the rain come to help give us our food that we eat. He causes you and I to wake up in our right mind. I'll tell you one thing, wake up in your wrong mind, you wouldn't have God you was in your right mind. Did you know there's some people who are mentally ill? They knew the time when they wasn't mentally ill. You hear what I'm talking to you? I've dealt with a lot of different mentally ill people, so, you might think I'm one too. But still, that's what I'm trying to say, that now mentally ill people, sometimes you talk to them, they knew when they wasn't mentally ill. So as I'm trying to say, it is God who woke you and me up this morning, who gave us to be in our right mind. It is God who caused our limbs of our body to function precisely. If you would study the human body with science, you would be like, whoa! You would be like, whoa! Everything you start reading, you'd be like, whoa! But then when you had all that whoa, just think about it. Our God created us. You see what I'm saying? And then I want to say this on this note too. You ever read about somebody say they went to the doctor? He said you got 6 months to live. You ever heard somebody say to the doctor, you got Alzheimer's coming on. You got Parkinson's disease coming on. That's why we need to be thankful to be here. We need to be thankful to be alive. We need to be thankful that our God loves us so much and cares so much about us. You know, and give us so many days and so many years as the only ones that are here to live the things that need. Every day we wake up, God has blessed us with another day to work out our soul salvation. You see what I'm saying? We don't deserve nothing He give us. So as I'm trying to say to you, we need to be thankful. Because it can all change in a blink of an eye. Look what happened to the righteous man, Job. Did you hear what I said? Look what happened to the righteous man, Job. That can happen to you and me. You ever heard somebody say, my house burned down. All day I got is clothes on my back. You see what I'm saying? And as I'm trying to say that we need to be thankful. We need to fall deeply in love with God. And not definitely just all over again, but deeper and deeper in love with God. Because, you know, as I'm trying to say that we fall in love with actors, baseball players, football players, all because of what they do it well. God do it far better than anybody what He do for you and me. And they can't do that baseball player you love so much, you like so much, you like to see so much, and the movie star you like to see, and things like that. They can't do what God would do. They can't even come close to doing that. That's what I'm saying. Madly in love with God. God! I must say, when I saw that title, it just struck me. Maybe, yes, I'm very passionate when it comes to God and holy and righteous things. Let's go to Matthew 10, verse 37. Brothers and sisters, I want to say that with this passage of Scripture, I'd like to raise one of your eyebrows. If we love anything or anyone more than God, we're not worthy. Do you hear me talking to you? We're not worthy of Him. He that loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. The key words are more than and not worthy of me. You ever heard somebody say, you're not even worthy to be in my sight? Mm-hmm. Some of you might think I'm not even worthy to be up there preaching to you too. But regardless of that, but still, that's God saying that. That's God who created us, who wake us up. He don't have to wake us. Every last one of us, we don't have to wake up in the morning if He didn't want. If He didn't want it to happen, we don't have to wake up. You better take this serious, my brothers and sisters. Stop taking God for granted day in, day out. Yeah, you might have an IQ higher than everybody in this building. So what? You know? God's IQ don't even have to be called, need to be called IQ. His mental ability surpasses yours and everybody on planet Earth. You need to get in your mind. You know, my night job is a hospital, at a hospital. And I seen somebody in a wheelchair one time. They said he used to be a lawyer. That could be you. That could be you. Used to be a lawyer. Used to be an architect. Used to be this. Used to be that. Used to be a scientist. Used to be have all the brain. You better be thankful to God and don't look down on nobody because you're so smart or you got so much money. Or because you're so pretty. Or because some of your brothers went to muscles. My brother. Do you have some muscle too? You don't have a muscle. Well, I said, you don't have a muscle. Well, I got fat. But as I'm trying to say, as I move on, we need to be thankful for God for everything that He do for us and love Him more than anyone. If not, God said, we are not worthy. Let me say this, Lord. You ever asked someone what they was thinking about and they told you? You ever heard someone say they were thinking about God and their love, how much they love Him and things of nature? That's just a question out of nowhere I just asked you. And just to put some thought in your mind. Because most of the time when you're looking at somebody, you can tell they're thinking about something. They're not going to tell you they were thinking about God. I'm just trying to put it in your head that we need to think about God all the time. All the time, madly in love with Him. Because as I try to say, is that it's God who give us life. And let me tell you something about being madly in love with God. And with this course, with this statement, I want to raise your other eyebrow. If bless me to overcome my faults. Could have changed that. I'm kind of deviating a little bit. God bless me to overcome my fault. Sometimes I've been working on and overcome that sin and that fault. Then I say, God, please help me. Help me open my eyes to what else wrong with me. When he opened my eyes to what else wrong with me, I'd be so hurt. I'd be so hurt. I mean, tell me, I didn't see that. No, you did. But you keep living and you keep striving for perfection. We're not perfect. Let me say that too while I'm on this. We are not perfect, but we are to strive for perfection. Because with my brothers and my sister, Brother Barry, been in the church for some years now. I mean, I'm not a bragging or nothing like that. And I've been a member, you know, it might spook some of you all. I've been a member of at least about 9 different churches of Christ. You see, so I'm not no that's a little wet behind the ears individual. And when I say I've been involved with churches and business meetings, all this kind of things such as this, not trying to brag, so I just don't want you to look over there and think, oh, don't know what I'm talking about. Because like I say, when I used to see Michael Jackson on stage singing, I said, how this little boy, these songs he's singing, how he know what he's talking about? Well, Brother Barry, not like Michael Jackson, he was a little boy singing very beautifully and didn't know what he was singing about. I know what I'm preaching about, my brothers and sisters. So I ask you to take this with heart as I talk to you about God's holy and divine word. And I have a lot of experience in the Lord's church dealing with different preachers and brothers and sisters and things of that nature, you see. But as I was about to say to you, if you was madly in love with God, truly madly in love with God, there would be an entirely different person sitting in the pews right now. Did you hear what I said? Oh, I know you might think you got it all fixed. But let me tell you something about love. Sister, I need some amen. I don't even care if you have it. Amen. Just give me some help, sisters. Because I know you know about love but better than we men do. You know, some men, they got some love. Oh, man, why not? But besides that if you really love God, you will be an entirely different person who you are right now. Don't shuck and jive yourself. Why do you think the Bible says, be not deceived? Be not deceived. Why do you think God has that said more than one time in his word? Be not deceived. Be not. Because he know man. He know man would deceive himself, make himself think he all that, know how, what level of faith he is at, and things of that nature. And yet still, this is what I'm trying to tell you. When you're mad in love with God, you will be really more different than who you are right now. Because let me tell you something. When somebody's mad in love with God, let me tell you who would know you're mad in love with God. Him. Anybody been here a long time who been doing the Lord's work, they would know. My sister there too. I love her too. You know. I'm sorry, sister. You know, I've been here that long. I don't know your name that well, and I'm bad when it comes to names. I got to hear your name like 250 times before I know it. It's less than that. But as I'm trying to say, people who really love the Lord and really love doing the Lord's work, they know whether you love the Lord or not. You know, and like I say, when it comes to being in love, you know, don't shuck and jive me. You can look at me all you want to, your funny Google eyes, but God told me, don't worry about their face, Curtis. But let me tell you something. You know when somebody is in love. Even on your job, when a man or a woman is acting different. Oh, boy. I know what's wrong with you. I knew you were looking kind of strange out here. You in love. You done found a woman, right? Especially a woman. They so nosy and they know things so much. It's a shame. You know. So, as I'm trying to say to you, if you in love with God, people know why. Because you act different. You don't act the same person anymore. You see what I'm saying? As I'm trying to say, you fall deep in the love of God. You don't want to have anything to do with sin. You walk away from sin. You do just like I tell you, as you walk away from sin. And don't get me wrong, brothers and sisters. Some sins, I hate to say it, because some of my brothers and sisters, they ride on stuff. Some sins do take a while to get over. Some sins are much quicker to get over than others. You see? Oh, yeah, if you stop cursing, boom. I did that very quick. But there's other things that it took me a little while. You know? As I'm trying to say, being madly in love with God is the only way you'll get to heaven. It's the only way you're going to let the devil know, as the brother was bringing out this morning, as it is written, that's what you're going to say to the devil. He ain't going to be like Mother Eve. What'd you say, devil? We know walk away from sin. When you are in love with God, you can submit yourself to God and resist the devil. You understand what I'm saying? When you're in love with God, you're going to say, my time is about to run out, and I got a lot more to say, because you all had me clowning. No, I had my own self clowning. I'm just messing with you. But as I'm trying to say, is that when you're in love with God, and I was saying earlier, that when it's time to go to service, you'll be just like David in Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You know what? And one thing we forget about, brothers and sisters, somebody else comes through that door also, too. Jesus said in Matthew 18:20, where two or three gather in my name. I'm in the midst of them. We forget that. We forget, he said, I'm in the midst of them. In the midst of us. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Somebody over in the entertainment world had to say they was going to be here this evening. Or the sports world. This whole auditorium will be full. And then some. You see what I'm saying? But let Jesus say he's going to be here. Who? And I want to get on this before my time is up. Let me tell you something, brother and sister. It's going to hit a lot of us, too, because I've heard it, too. I guess I've been to church a while. I heard too many brothers and sisters say, and I heard some of y'all say it, too, you know, in the Lord's church. If you're madly in love with God, you want to be close to him. You want to hear him talk and hear him speak to you. You know, speak, Lord, thy servant will obey you. If you're madly in love with God, don't nobody have to prompt you to come to service. Don't nobody have to prompt you to read and study your Bible. Do you hear what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, a brother and a sister tell me, I heard in the past, in my past time, from Louisiana to New Jersey, I know I don't study my Bible enough. Really? You don't study your Bible enough? That means you're not madly in love with God. What did Jesus say? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceed out of the mouth of God. I can tell a lot of us have missed no physical meal. Am I right? I know I haven't missed. Oh, I missed some. I skipped some. But I made up for, you know. But check this out. We have missed no physical meal, but God Almighty, how many spiritual meals have you missed? How many times you don't read your Bible? Be bad and be bold and walk around. I don't have to read no Bible. God will fix it for you. You won't have to see no Bible also, too. You see what I'm saying? So as I'm trying to say, how many of us don't read our Bible like we want to? If you're madly in love with God, you love to hear what's coming. I listen to my Bible. Like I say, I can tell you a little bit about me. I'm a child of God. I'm a Christian. David told you about him. Paul told you about him. I work two jobs. Do you know, on my jobs, when it's not too stressful, and most of the time it's not, I listen to GBN preachers. I love to hear preachers preach. I love to hear preachers preach. Whether you're white, black, whatever, I love to hear preachers preach. I love to hear teachers teach. You see what I'm talking about? And that's me. That's what I want to do with my time, is listen to the word and spread the word. You know, send the light, the blessed gospel light. God Almighty. And every time I say to my brothers and my sisters, if you love God, you want to talk to him. He's talking to you. And listen, let me tell you this one. Let me tell you this one, because I just remember this in my note. When you don't, I'm going to raise it up and raise it up now. When you don't read and study your Bible, they say the Bible is the word of God. Deuteronomy 29:29, the Bible is God's mind. But Deuteronomy 29, I'll put it like this, it's a portion of God's mind that he wants us to hear and know. Deuteronomy 29:29. When you don't read and study your Bible, the Bible is God's holy and divine word. You know what you're saying? I don't want to hear what you got to say, God. Did you hear what I just said? For all you was, I know I don't read my Bible enough. He said, the Bible is God's mind to man. Some people say it's a love letter to man. So as I'm trying to tell you, when you don't read your Bible, you're telling God, I don't want to hear what you got to say, God. Let's get it bold. You see what I'm saying? Especially for we Church of Christ members, when they used to brag about how much we knew our Bible. You know, you can't do that today. You can't do that today, my Church of Christ members. But as I say again to you, when it comes to the holy, divine word of God, that's our spiritual food. And when we don't take in the desire, the sincere milk of the word, hunger and thirst after righteousness, to me, and I know to God, something wrong with you. You don't read your Bible? I'll tell you. Let me tell you this. When I became a member of the Church of Christ, I want to learn that New Testament. I want to learn that New Testament. I want to learn that New Testament. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. I read that Bible. I read the New Testament, Boy, let me tell you something. When I got to studying and reading that Old Testament, woo, woo, woo. I don't think I need to leave that note, but I made two simple saying. If I broke it, send me a bill. I'm serious on that. But listen to me. When I started reading that Old Testament, you know, especially the Numbers of Church, God is so loving, he's so kind, he's so sweet, he's so this, he's so that. Yeah, really? Let me tell you something. God got another side to it too. You need to read that Old Testament. And it scares the living sin out of you. Did you hear what I said? Yeah, that's what helped me out of living a righteous life. When I read why the children of Israel, oh boy, there was some hard-headed, disobedient children. Knuckleheads, you know, adamant heart and things of that nature. Let me tell you something. You get to read that Old Testament, you be like, what do you say, God? You want to do this now? You know, you start bagging up on sin. You say, wait a minute, God. What you say? And see, when he said those are his select nationality, nation of people that he chosen, they were so hard. And let me tell you something. And he punished them and punished them and punished them. And sometimes he would punish them for 40 and 70 years. What's this? How many years are you going to punish me? You know what our children we love so much, we love more than we love God. You know, we don't do that no more. We don't do this. Boy, you better do no more. I'll knock your head off you. Don't do that no more. Look, Johnny. Look, your belly don't do that no more. Boy, you read the Old Testament. God do not talk that way. God talks some real vicious stuff like, whoa! Whoa! And don't think that was just for them. That's for us too. The things of aforetime were written for our learning. You understand me? The things were written back then was for our example. You hear me? So, as I'm trying to say, you better fall in love with God and walk away from sin, because our brothers and sisters, they feel like this. Oh, we all sinners. You know what? You know what? Get me on that, but we all sinners. I don't want to hear nobody saying we all righteous. Did you get what I just said? I've been somewhere before. We all sinners. We all sinners. Man, I'm trying to run from sin. I'm trying to stay away from sin. You see what I'm talking to you? I fight sin. I fight the devil. I be thinking I got a sword in my hand. What devil? What? And I mean it with all my heart, my brothers and sisters. You see? And as I'm trying to say to you, time is running out. But thank God I was able to get some stuff in. But as I'm trying to say to you, brothers and sisters, that Old Testament got some things about God. If you haven't read it, you need to read it. It will scare the little devil out of you. And it should scare you enough to start living a more of a righteous life. I know it did to me. It did that exact thing to me. It caused me to bag up, push away, stop thinking about that. You see what I'm saying? Not only don't do that, but when the devil comes poking something in my mind, you better get away from him. God, please rebuke him. Please put him high. I'm serious about what I'm saying. This is things I say to myself and say to God. I'm not jiving with you. I got to go to hell if I'm saying something you know wrong about. I'm serious about not going to hell. I don't care if there's 8 more people going to heaven. I want to go to heaven, brothers and sisters. I don't want just 8 people to go. I want us to go. I want every last one of us to go to heaven. You know? That's why I'm so passionate about God, his word, his work, his love, and the love he's supposed to have for him. I'm going to have to end this here because I'm going to go over my time. They say you're showing I got like 5 more minutes, but I'm trying to be a nice boy. You know what I'm saying? I hope I have said something to encourage you to fall in love with God. And we are God's creation. We were meant to be in love with God. You hear what I'm saying? We are meant to be in love with God. So at this time, if there'll be someone who needs to come forward, there'll be someone who needs to obey the gospel of Christ, who know that you have not loved God the way you should love him in your lifetime. If there'll be someone who wants to fall deeper and deeper in love with God. And I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, don't drag your feet. You can thank little of this lesson all you want to. I wanted to ask Brother Mike to put Man of Love with God up on the board, but then I said, well, no, I made that call. I got left it too late. You know, it was still light out, but I didn't want to disturb and distract him. Because I want that to stay in your mind. Madly in love with God. Because you've been madly in love with all the peoples you've been madly in love with. All the things of this world that God created. And not madly in love with God. Something wrong with that picture. Something's wrong with that picture. You see. And when you're madly in love with God, you would do anything for Him. Anything. All you got to do is say, Lord, you ask me, I will do it. You would do it, you know, easily to work for the Lord. Easily to come to the assembly. Easily to let people know that you're in love with God. No, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not going to that part. No, I don't want to do no drinking. No, I don't want to do that. No, I don't want to do that. Because I love my Father, which is in heaven. If there'll be someone who knows that you know, you know, you might not even want to come up there, but please change your heart. Change your mind. Fall deeper and deeper in love with God. More than you love anything, anyone you ever love in your life. Love God. But if you don't love Him more, we're not worth it. His word is sent unto us. I thank you for your time, your patience, and I hope I have blessed your eardrums out and things of that nature. But I hope I've said something to touch your heart, bring you closer to God. If there'll be someone who will give the gospel of Christ, you must hear, believe, repent of your sin. Repentance means you got to turn away from your sins. You know, you can't stay in the same situation you in. You got to change your mind if you want to live for God, not for the devil. You got to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. You got to confess that you believe that He is the Son of the living God. You got to go down to the water, grave, or baptism and have your sin washed away. You know. And if you do become a Christian, you got to continue on to study and read your Bible. And love God more and more. Because without God, we wouldn't have the opportunity to know the gospel of Christ. You know, we are members of Christ Church. We're very blessed people. Very blessed people. Because a lot of people out there in the world, they don't know the truth. And we are very blessed. You know, I don't say fortunate, I say blessed. And I thank God for that blessing He gave me. And I pray that we will share it with one. Let us stand and sing the invitation song.